Bold Magnificence, Episode 2. Welcome to the Bold Magnificence podcast. I'm Nat Carpentry, your host of boldmagnificence.com. And this is a show about having the courage to live in alignment with what lights you up. I'm excited to kick off the show with our first interview. This is an interview with Elish Philpott. And Elish is the owner of Soul Healing Journey, LLC, and has been a healing practitioner for 20 plus years. She helps people understand who they are at a soul level. Using various modalities, she supports them in clearing those patterns that are disrupting them expressing that core level. So let's meet Elish and find out what is currently lighting her up.
Currently, I think I've gotten to a place with my life where I've realized that it's not the external that lights me up, but where I am internally, so that everything external can light me up. So it's like this beautiful summer day. I can enjoy this rather than previously maybe complained about it was too hot or whatever. So it's like once you're, I believe once your internal is happy and joyous, so is your external. And you can enjoy the breeze, you can enjoy the flowers, you can enjoy going to a good movie. So everything in your life is joyful and happy and good.
Well, I'm really grateful that you're sharing this. And by the way, those that are listening in, here in New England, we're expecting 95 or, you know, higher degree weather. So that's what Elish is referring to. But this idea of allowing the internal to guide us and to lead the way, I think it's really, I don't know, profound or just such a gift.
Yes.
And, you know, and when I talk about magnificence and being boldly magnificent, I often start with my clients on this very thing of allowing getting the internal in alignment first, because a lot of people get confused with, you know, they say, oh, you know, what is it to live boldly magnificent? And they start going to like, well, I want this big house and I want to live this way. And not that anything is wrong with that.
Right.
It's just that from my own experience, and you were just alluding to before, that that is never, that by itself is never fulfilling.
Exactly. It's like, whatever you've got going on in your life externally is always a reflection of what's going on internally. So even if you did have the mansion on the hill, so to speak, you wouldn't be complete or feel complete because there's still something missing, and that missing is the internal piece.
Mm-hmm.
So we are definitely in agreement with that.
So how do you get yourself in a place of internal alignment?
I like to check in with myself when I wake up in the morning, check in with myself on a soul level. I know that you do soul level work. So, and I'm not sure how much people who are listening will understand, but it's really connecting to who I am at the deepest core of my being. And connecting not only in the morning and the evening in a more formal practice, but throughout the day, I'm kind of checking in with myself and just seeing how I'm doing, if anything's coming up that needs some attention, or just checking in with the magnificence of my soul being and remembering who I am on that deep level. So it's kind of, for me, it's an ongoing process. And it doesn't mean that it's a big time-consuming process. It's just a checking in throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I do it.
Yeah. Can you give a more specific example of When you say
Yeah.
you check in, and then so what are you checking in with?
So I am checking in with who I am. So it's like part of my self-discovery path is figuring out who it is I am in the world, clearing out the stuff that's getting in the way of me showing up for me, and showing up as who I truly authentically am. And so life gets in the way. Stuff happens during the day. So during the day and during life, I like to remind myself. And how I do that is like, okay, who am I on a soul level? And I connect with those pieces of myself that are my soul to remind myself, this is who I am, and this is who I am on the planet. And all the external stuff is just showing me things. It's just fluff, so to speak. So I don't know if that helps at all, if that clarifies.
Yes. Yeah, and I wonder if we can clarify even more. So when you say who I am on a soul level, is that defined by values? Is that defined by, how do you define that?
There's different levels, I think. For me, I operate a lot from an intuitive feeling sense. So it's that level is the feeling of the magnificence of my soul. So there's the feeling level of it. And then through different modalities that I've learned over the years and different techniques, I've one of them being soul language, is I have identified who my soul is. No, not who my soul is. It's more what my mission is, what it is I'm here to do. And so connecting with that on a daily basis, excuse me. But yeah, connecting with that piece of who my soul incarnated in this lifetime. So there's that level of it. And then there's just the, who's Eilish the human? Who is Eilish that is living day-to-day life and connecting with that level? What part of me maybe needs a little bit of support? For example, today, as I was, excuse me, my throat is getting some clearing there. Yeah, today I was connecting with a part of myself that had felt very sad at an earlier stage in my life. And so that part of myself just popped up for some love and some support and some attention. And so in that moment, I was able to give that aspect of myself that still felt disconnected and alone and unloved love and support, so that that aspect of myself could integrate into back into the wholeness of who I am. So that's kind of how the different levels of how I approach who I am and those connections that I do on a daily basis.
Yeah, and what I'm also hearing, and actually before I go there, I just want to mention that the soul language work that you talk about is the work of Jennifer Urizio.
Yes, thank you.
So what I'm hearing you sharing is that this you connecting to you and you aligning with you is a form of self-care and it is supporting you to be you in all aspects.
In the completeness of who we are on a soul level here on this journey in our lifetimes right now. So yeah, that's what I do for myself personally.
Right. And so what have you noticed that has come out of this practice of checking in with yourself and seeing whether you're living in alignment with your soul?
The biggest thing I think is I'm just happier. Part of my life experience is that I've been very depressed and have had severe anxiety. So have that in my history. But now that I'm connected with who I am at that deep core level, I don't go back into that space. I'm happier. I'm content. I'm living my life the way I should be living it, the way it feels right. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, please.
Yeah, I feel like me for the first time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I also have had a history of anxiety and you know, some depression. And what I've noticed too is the more that I live in alignment with my soul, I too am happier. And it's like, I think the anxiety and the sadness and the depression comes out of not honoring who we are. Like it's like we're not allowing all of us to be expressed, and that is a dampening of energy.
Absolutely. And the other piece, I think, is that when some of us who are incarnated in this lifetime are of a higher spiritual vibration, it can be very difficult being in this lower vibration of the planet and people who are not as aligned as we are. And so that dampens us. And part of the journey, I believe, it for spiritually high vibration beings is the discovery that that's who we are, so that we can come through it and get to the other side. So that now we can get to the space where, okay, I remember who I am, and I've cleared it, and I'm now living how I'm supposed to be living.
And in this practice of this type of soul self-care, and you're mentioning being happier, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything is perfect.
Absolutely. I think how I qualify it sometimes for my clients who think that they're going to be happy and joyful all the time going forward is that no, you're going to be happy and joyful in the happy and joyful moments, but you're going to be appropriately sad if there's a sad situation. You're going to be angry if somebody takes advantage of you. So it's feeling the appropriate emotions at the appropriate time. That doesn't mean that you don't feel feelings. It just means that you are not reacting in the moment from stuff that you've not cleared from the past. So totally, I'm totally with you there.
Beautiful. So, in living in alignment with your soul, what do you give yourself permission to have or to do?
I give myself permission to love myself, flaws, warts, everything, because where I am is exactly where I'm meant to be. And I had to teach myself how to love myself because it wasn't a skill set I grew up with. And so I think that you just love yourself in the moment. You love yourself no matter what's going on. And that love heals everything. That to me, that's the key, is loving yourself. And if you need some support, or if you need somebody to remind you that this is what you do, that's fine. But it's getting back to the space of love.
And you know, in our world, there's a lot of confusion about love. There's love is used in many different ways. When you talk about loving yourself, how do you do that?
That's an interesting question. So it's a feeling, and it's more than acceptance. It's that I think it's like a connection to the nurturing, loving energy of the universe, of the mother, of if you have those of us who are parents, it's like we know that unconditional love of our children. So it's allowing yourself to love yourself to the depth that you love someone else, like your child. And the connection piece is that source of love is the connection with this is who you are. You've come from love. You are love. And so it's again, it goes back to reminding yourself of who you are.
And so do you connect to the frequency of love? Do you practice self-appreciation? You know, and what are some of the ways that you connect to this love?
I do sacred practices. So in the morning and the evening, I do like a formal meditation practice. And it's in that process, I'm connecting to that energy. I'm connecting to that feeling. So I think I don't tend to do any formalized, like, gratitude processes. I'm aware of them, but I haven't tended to do them. I'm more grateful in the moment. So when something, when I, it's like a spiritual connection, that feeling. It's a feeling. And the more I've cleared the stuff that's getting in the way, the more easily it is for me to connect with it. So I consciously go to that place of purposeful connection every day. But it's nearly innate after a while. It just is part of who you are. It just kind of happens.
Yeah, I get that. It's you said earlier that love is who we are. Love is what we're created from, and so it is our natural way of being, our essence. We come into this world and we forget, and we go through a lot of experiences that make us feel unloved, and make us feel like we don't deserve that love. And so it can be so far removed that you know, we don't even really know what love is. But what I appreciate what you're sharing, Eilish, is that, you know, you didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to love myself.
No, absolutely. This has been a process, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a process. It's I like to call it a devotion.
Thank you. I like that word. I think I'll use that going forward.
Right? It's you're being devoted to you and your alignment, and so you're going to support that connection, nurture that connection.
And what I have realized along the way is that the, whatever part of my soul that wanted to make this connection has been a driving force for me. So I am aware that there are people who have come from similar backgrounds, similar experiences, who don't do what it is that you and I do to explore what's going on and find out what's getting in the way and clear what's getting in the way so that we can get to this space of living more in alignment, because always an ongoing process. But there's something about those of us that do it, I believe, that it's like an inner drive. It's like we couldn't stop it even if we wanted to. And that's been my personal experience, and that's what I've witnessed with other people who I see doing similar journeys, to find out who it is they are at a core level so that they can live in truth and alignment with who they really are.
Yeah, that's, I'm so happy that you shared that. I definitely deeply resonate with that. Yeah, it seems like it's been my life's journey to get into alignment with my soul and not recognizing that that's what was what I was doing before. Before it was just to get out of the pain. But that the pain often leads to, when you have that such deep level of pain and like the external outlets that you think that are going to help you relieve that pain aren't satisfying, it leads you to dig deeper.
Absolutely. And I've experienced in my life, working with different therapists, healers throughout the years, and being told, well, you're as far now as you can go, and you're better than you was, but you were, so just be satisfied with that. And my inner self said, no, I'm not satisfied with this. I want to keep going. So I just had to find the next person or the next thing that was going to bring me to the next level. And that's what I did.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, Eilish, I time is short on this session here, but I am so grateful for your presence and for you sharing your magnificence today.
Oh, thank you. And as I said, I appreciate you inviting me.
And listeners, if you resonated with what Ayla shared today and want to learn more about her, please visit soulhealingjourney.com. And before we go, I'd love for you to share what's like one thing you want our listeners to take away, or what's knowing that there's no real formulas out there, there's not like one way to do this,
right.
But you know, what's a possible next action that would allow our listeners to live more fully in their magnificence?
I think there's two things. Is that what we talked about earlier was that it's about loving and accepting yourself, who you are in this moment. And the second thing is if you're looking for support, take a breath, go inward, feel what resonates with you. There's so much on offer out there these days. Find what resonates with you on an internal level, even if you don't recognize that it's a soul level that you're resonating with, but just feel what feels right. I think that's the biggest clue. Don't do something because you should do it, or this has been my lesson, or because it would be good for you. Do what feels right for you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ailish.
My pleasure.
Thank you for making the time to listen to Bold Magnificence. If you liked our show, please offer a review on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you listen. And please share with at least one person who you feel could also benefit from the show. Thank you so much. And remember, you are already magnificent too.